Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Sabbath to you, and welcome to our YouTube channel. This is Creative Media Ministries, and it is, so to say, West Coast program with the following prayer meeting. So you are welcome to be with us. And if you haven't subscribed yet to this channel, don't forget. You could do it during the service or after the service. And share with your friends. Make sure you post this on your Facebook as well, anything you like. We have been posting all these materials, much more coming, so you'll have access to them all. In the meantime, if you would help us with your friends, reach them so they can reach their friends with the gospel of Jesus. Bill Lubitsch was the master of the proclamation of and teaching the righteousness of Jesus. So we invite you to extend the gospel to all that you know, to any means you can think of. So help Jesus, not just us, because God is waiting with longing desire for people to hear the gospel, the good news. So you can find much of good news on this channel, and share with your friends. I'd like to ask you to bow your heads with me as we open with prayer, and then we will look into a chapter of the Bible that will reveal to us the faith of a man, a Gentile. Let's pray. Gracious, loving Father, we praise and thank you once again for this Sabbath and this time together that you brought us. We claim the presence of the Holy Spirit to speak to us, Lord. And through this passage, through the story of the Bible, strengthen our faith in Jesus' name. Amen. So, as I have mentioned before, that I was raised in socialistic country as an atheist. And everybody was brainwashed with the theory of evolution in the entire Soviet Union. And evolution is antagonistic to creation. When evolution is antagonistic to creation, and creation is by the word of God, then evolution is antagonistic to the word of God. And the Bible tells us that by the word of the Lord, heavens and the earth were made, and even the materials out of which God created all things came into existence when God spoke the word. So it was instantly. He spoke and it stood fast. So when God speaks, there is in his word the creative energy to produce the very thing that it is pronouncing. So, and the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Forever. It has everlasting life in it. Jesus himself said in John 6:63, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. And the Word of God is a living thing. It has life in it. And the life that is in it is the life of God. And it is eternal life. 1 Peter 1:25, we mentioned today a couple of times that the Word of God abides and endures forever. That means that that energy, that creative energy in it, is forever. It can never be exhausted. And in Isaiah chapter 55, I'm going to read to you one passage that we visited this morning. Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11. For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth, and making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. So, the word of God has in itself power to accomplish what it says. And we're going to see today this very thing in one of the encounters of Jesus. Open your Bibles with me now to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 7. And Jesus had finished the Sermon on the Mount and entered Capernaum. And in chapter 7, verse 1, there's a story. A centurion's slave, verse 2, who was highly regarded by him, was sick and about to die. When he heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders asking him to come and save the life of his slave. When they came to Jesus, they earnestly implored him, saying, "He is worthy for you to grant this to him, for he loves our nation, and it was he who built us our synagogue." Now Jesus started on his way with them, right away basically. And when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself further, for I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. For this reason I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man placed under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it." Now when Jesus heard this, he marveled at him, and turned and said to the crowd that was following him, "I say to you, not even in Israel have I found such great faith." And those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. Wow. So this centurion is a Roman soldier. He's a Gentile. And we're going to look at the steps of the faith of this Gentile centurion. In verse 6 and 7, it says, there are three steps of faith that he had, and it just amazed Jesus. Verse 6 and 7, let's take a look at the first step. Now Jesus started on his way with them, and when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends and saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself further, for I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. For this reason, I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you." He does it twice. "I'm not worthy to come to you, but just say." Now, here's the first step, and it's applicable to every person, is the recognition of the holiness of Jesus and our unworthiness, our sinfulness, which actually means the need in Christ. So the Jews in verse 4 said this, "He is worthy for you to grant this to him." He is worthy. But this Gentile, realizing that you cannot earn the grace of God. In verse 7, just say the word. Just say the word. Don't you like it? You know, I've heard a message from Pastor Bill. I was just fascinated the way that he put it. And I attended many of his presentations, and I was always taking notes. When I was going through some passages, I always make sure that I look at my notes. What can I glean from there before I say anything? Because it will empower anything. So, say the words. There's another step. The true faith is rooted and grounded in the Word of God. The true faith is rooted. This is actually a principle. The true faith is rooted and grounded in the Word of God. So, if you think that you can remain in faith without having the Word of God daily, I have news for you. You are going to lose your faith. You will. Because faith depends upon hearing the Word of God. And if you hear the Word of God and deliberately choose not to act upon it, you are in danger of losing faith. And if you want your faith to grow, the recipe is very simple. Hear the Word of God and act upon it. Tony, if you would like your faith to grow, if you do, now you have a formula. Hear the Word and act upon it. Feed yourself with the Word of God daily. Do not become a spiritual bulimic. In the third step, still in verse 7, and my servant will be healed. The third step of faith and the principle, the true faith boldly claims the promises of God. The true faith boldly claims the promises of God. When you act upon the word of God by faith, you will claim his promises boldly. You know, even when I was in a time of depression, and if you've been to depression, you know what it is. I believe there is a God. I believe I could rely on him, but I was powerless to do anything. But one thing, why God pulled me out from there is that I did not give up on faith, and I knew the principle and the promise how I can be pulled out from the depression. And that was found in the book of James, out of all places. Call upon the elders, let them pray over you. So I called upon my friend Bill. It happened to me 3 times. As he prayed over me, anointing me with oil, and a couple of other good friends were with us. Guess what happened? It was like instant healing, instantly. I praise God for it. So the true faith boldly claims the promises of God. He promised to be healed, you claim it, and it happened. I had this experience in my life, and I praise God for it, that he is a faithful God. And there's another lesson for us to learn here. In verse 9, take a look at this. When Jesus heard this, he marveled at him and turned and said to the crowd that was following him, I say to you, not even in Israel have I found such great faith. Today, many people in non-Christian countries accepting the grace of God and the truth of God by faith. While at the same time, many Christians, having the knowledge of the truth, are neglecting or taking it very slightly. And we, as Seventh-day Adventist Christians, we are not an exception to it. We are placing ourselves to repeat the history of Israel the first coming. Jesus and his truth is not our priority. And we will end up repeating the same mistake as the Jews did. Claiming to have the oracles of the truth, Israel did not want to meet the embodiment of the truth, Jesus Christ and his righteousness. His righteousness. It was not their priority. They tried to produce their own. Why do I say his righteousness? I hope you're hearing it. Because the Bible tells me that my righteousness is filthy rag. You know, in old days, in Israel, when the king was inviting the guests for the wedding of his son, for the wedding feast, along with the invitation was sent also a special robe for the wedding. Once upon a time, man came to the wedding wearing his own robe. not the one that was sent to him. Revelation 3:18, God tells his people, those who are invited to the feast, to get his white garments, that we may be clothed and the shame of our nakedness may not be revealed. It tells me that our own garments are not only filthy, they are as good as nothing. Kabul. That's the meaning of it. Kabul. So, how many people do you know, how many would dare to come to the wedding with the clothing that is as good as nothing? In other words, naked. Only one group I know, that is the Hollywood group, you know? And many people just keep watching and watching it without realizing by beholding you becoming into the likeness of what you behold. Now, how do you get the white robe for the wedding? It is given with the invitation. It may be big on us in the beginning, but if you put on it every day, you will eventually grow into it. You will grow into it, but put it on every day. So, my prayer for each one of us, that having the oracles of the truth, having the correct teaching, we are not to miss on Jesus. We are to make him as the center of every teaching. Jesus and his righteousness, that's what the church needs today. And that's what we need to pray, and we'll be praying today, that this message, the righteousness of Jesus, will be embraced by every Christian, because we, on our own, we have none of it. No matter how hard we can try to obtain it or to improve a little bit, it's never good enough. It is kabul, good as nothing. So we don't want to appear at a wedding that we are invited without any clothes. So our prayer is that we will keep that which God has given to us with the invitation. It is yours. Put it on every day and grow into it. Amen? Let us pray. Loving Father, we want to thank you and praise you for the invitation for the wedding of your Son. And thank you for that with the invitation you have given us already, the robe. Father, we choose to put that robe of Jesus, the righteousness of Jesus, on every day. And by your grace, may we grow into it, Father, that Jesus will be seen on this earth again and again. Everywhere you send us, Father, may Jesus come through and his character and his mind. We pray, Father, that you will do this miracle of transformation in our hearts and minds. We invite you, Jesus, to find a permanent place in our hearts and minds. You are the only one that we desire. Thank you that you are willing to indwell the sinful human flesh and to reveal yourself to the weakest of the weak to the world that is groping in darkness. May your light shine through us. May your light shine through your church, through your people. And may it enlighten the whole world that you may come actually and take your people home. Those who receive the invitation gladly. And may we extend this invitation to as many as we possibly can. Bless us to the extent as your hand, Father, as your feet, as your voice on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, those who will be watching afterwards this YouTube channel, this very message, we ask you not forget to subscribe to this channel. And if the Lord is impressing you to support this ministry, then you could go to creativemediaministries.org. You could donate online, or you could send your donation to Creative Media Ministries, that is CMM abbreviation, P.O. Box 837, Murrieta, which is N-U-R-R, IETA, California, 92564. Again, CMM, Creative Media Ministries, P.O. Box 837, Murrieta, California, 92564. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of the Sabbath. If you'd like to join us for the prayer meeting, that would be actually on the prayer line, pre-conference call. You could dial at this number, 701-801-6162. Once again, 701-801-6162. Join us as we are going to pray for the church and for the country. Thank you for joining us. God bless.